Malachim Aleph Perek Ches Pasuk Dalet. So the Kohanim are carrying the Aron HaKodesh from where it has been resting in Ir David to the Beis HaMikdash. Or, as we said, some say it was the Levim who were carrying it part way, and then the Kohanim took it the rest of the way. Vayalu es Aron Hashem ves Oel Moed. And so they brought up the Aron HaVashem, the Ark of the Covenant, and the Oel Moed. Now the Oel Moed is the Mishkan, the tabernacle tent from the Midbar, and it's not going to be in use anymore. But Shlomo HaMelech insisted that it be treated with great respect and eventually stored away somewhere in the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash, maybe in a storage area, maybe folded up and packed away. But the Oel Moed would be brought up as well. The Oel Moed had traveled around the Mishkan quite a bit since Klal Yisrael had gotten into Eretz Yisrael. Started in Gilgal, right across the river, eventually Shiloh, and then Nov Ir HaKohanim. But then once Shaul HaMelech had Nov Ir HaKohanim massacred, some by this point 45 years earlier, 50 years earlier, it had been in Givon. And now it was going to be brought up, not to be used anymore, to Yerushalayim and stored away. And this is the pshat of Rashi based on the Tosefta. Ves kol kalei HaKodesh asher ba'ohel, and they brought all of the holy utensils that were in the Ohel. Never mind that many of them will probably be put away in Geniza as well, because Shlomo made all new Kalim. Vayalu osam ha-Kohanim v'ha-Leviyim, and they were brought up by the Kohanim and the Leviyim. Remember that when you say Leviyim, that could also include the Kohanim. They are also B'nai Levi. But some say that the Kohanim brought the Aron HaKodesh and the Leviyim brought everything else. Others say, as we said, that the Leviyim brought the Aron part way till eventually it got to the Beis HaMikdash and then the Kohanim took over. And King Shlomo and the entire assembly of Klal Yisrael that had assembled with him, Hano Adim, like an Eda, forming an Eda, a huge congregation with him, Ito Lifnei Ha'aron, and they were all with him before the Aron, once it was brought up, and they brought Mizabachim Tzonu Vakar. They sacrificed sheep and cattle as offerings, asher lo yisafru v'lo yimonu meirov, that they could not be numbered or counted because they were too abundant. There were too many of them. So a massive number of karbonos are going to be brought. Hundreds of them. Which, you know, each one, to do the avoda properly, the four different types of avoda, the shechita, the kabbalas hadam, the zrika, and the holocha, the holicha of the dam, to the Mizbeach, all of that takes time. But it's just kind of a constant, ongoing sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is being done in honor of this greatest, most pomp and circumstance inauguration moment that ever was or ever will be. The second Beis HaMikdash couldn't even hold a candle to this, as the elders who wept at the inauguration of the second Beis HaMikdash remarked to the younger ones, if you didn't see the wonders of the first Beis HaMikdash, then you don't appreciate how much we have truly lost. Look in the Mishnayos. I don't remember where they are. Are they in Megillah at the end or Tainus? But the Mishnayos and Moed that describe the miracles that happened in the first Beis HaMikdash, there's dozens, if not at the very least, the 10 miracles that are described in the Mishnah are just absolutely awe-inspiring. Pasuk Vav, Vayaviu HaKohanim es Aron Bris Hashem el Mekomo. And so the Kohanim brought the Ark of the Covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to its proper place. El Dvir HaBayis, to the Dvir, the inner sanctum of the Beis HaMikdash, of the temple. El Kodesh HaKodoshim, to the Holy of Holies. El Tachas Kanfei HaKeruvim, where it would be beneath the wings of the giant Keruvim that we said Shlomo had made, that were standing with their feet on the ground, not the Keruvim that were on the Kapores, the cover of the Aron itself, because those were part of the Aron's essential structure. But these are the giant Keruvim, the ones that stretched, you know, from end to end for 20 amos all the way across the Kodesh Kodeshim. And again, the Kohanim brought it in. It doesn't say that Shlomo accompanied them. It doesn't say that Shlomo oversaw the placement, because Zar, a non-Kohen, doesn't belong in those precincts. So it's kind of amazing that all this incredible work was done and all of this effort was made And presumably, Shlomo HaMelech and the assembled crowd didn't watch the ceremony of the Aron being laid down. That's a tremendous lesson. You don't have to see everything. It was a Levaya I was at once where somebody pointed out, you know, in the world of social media, Facebook, Twitter, where everything goes up on social media, he said, this Rav said, not everybody needs to know everything. There are some things that are private. Here too. I mean, just a great moment for Klal Yisrael, but nobody really, no outsiders get to see it. And so down goes the Aron in its resting place, and the Shechina is going to rest there with the Aron. Pasuk Zayin, Ki HaKruvim Parsim Kenafayim El Mekom HaAron. Because these giant Keruvim spread their wings over the place of the Ark, Vayasoku HaKeruvim Al HaAron V'Al Badav Milmola. And the Keruvim covered up, or covered over, the Aron and its Badim, the poles, the staves that were used to carry the Aron. Le'havdil, if you happened like me to recently see Raiders of the Lost Ark, well, you remember those poles that were on them. And Nazi soldiers are not the guys who are supposed to carry the Aron, obviously. And so the poles were also covered over by the giant Keruvim and their spread wings up on top. And those Badim are going to be important, as we'll see shortly. And there's going to be more about the Aron coming up next time.